Yesterday, the U.S. Justice Department announced a $2.1 million grant related to last year's shooting at Marysville-Pilchuck High School. The money is intended to help victims, witnesses, and first responders. Meanwhile, some of the victims' families appeared for the first time at a press conference today. They say they'll still have questions about how the shooting occurred. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Ann Deutscher is the Seattle attorney representing the victims of the shooting and their families. She's seeking records from the Marysville School District related to the district's policies around bullying and discipline. She says the records could form the basis for a lawsuit against the district. Deutscher says she also wants any disciplinary records related to the shooter, Jalen Freiberg. One of Freiberg's victims was Gia Soriano. Her father, Brian, says he hopes these records could help answer his lingering questions.
You know, it's been a year, but it's, I think now is more difficult than ever, really. You know, it's a day-to-day struggle for all of us, and we just want to know what happened. And there's a lot of things missing in the reports, and we just want them. I mean, I think anybody would want that for their kids.
Pat Buchanan is an attorney for the Marysville School District. She says they are working to fulfill Deutscher's records request. But Buchanan says individual records like Freiberg's are exempt from disclosure without a court order. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.